Welcome to No Nonsense Trivia Podcast.
Go for it.
Snagged it.
Yeah, do it.
I saw you hit that button. I got so excited to be back, baby.
He's back.
I'm back.
Quizmaster Mark in the house.
Right across from me is Quizmaster Lee. Welcome, Quizmaster Lee.
That is my name. Thank you. Thank you.
Does it feel good to be on the other side?
I feel so relaxed right now. The pressure is off.
Yeah. And the dom is the sub.
Mark, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's great to be back.
Hope you had a great trip.
Can you feel my energy?
You're ready.
I'm, dude.
Yeah, right out of the gate.
I'll tell you, I've gotten so much sleep when I was on vacation, and I came back so well rested. I wasn't even falling asleep driving. I feel like a new man.
You look great.
Thank you. I feel great. I feel great. And to see you again, and to see our wonderful and beautiful and fantastic guest.
That's right.
We have Kristen Herman.
Hi.
Yeah, well, welcome, Kristen.
Well, hi. Hello.
Officially, her trivia cherry has been popped.
Mm-hmm. She had her first Quizmaster experience, which we'll get to in just a second. Just want to ask, did you enjoy Gingerpalooza 2 featuring Kristen's husband, Fletcher?
I did. Very much. Listened on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was going
to
say our friends Eric and Jamie as well.
Yes.
Not to be forgotten.
Yeah. All redheaded stepchildren. Yeah, it was great. I listened to it on the plane. Did some out loud laughing. I knew Ginger Spice immediately, and I could not believe that there was so much of an issue.
Yeah.
And so I was on the other side of, like, Jerry Hollowell, come on.
Yeah, and it's Gingerpalooza, even though it wasn't.
Well, it's funny because I didn't even make that connection initially.
I didn't make it until just now. You just said it.
Well, someone said it, and I was like, I can't remember who asked that question.
That was Jamie asked that question.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, because I was like, it's Ginger Spice. Like
Geraldine.
Yeah. Because at first I was like, well, I know it's one of the Spice Girls. I can't remember which one. I was like, oh, it's not Spice.
Yeah. And then we kind of got somebody mentioned that it was like a Southern sounding name, but I was watching something British the other day and they were like, Geraldine.
Yeah. I think Fro was like, well, definitely Southern. I was like, maybe Southern England.
Nice try,
buddy. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Thanks again to our Gingerpalooza guests. We look forward to having them on again soon.
Yes.
They're great. Kristen, thanks for coming in today and sitting with us. And how was your first Quizmaster experience?
Thank you. It was good. I think it went well, but it was one of those weird nights where we're in the middle of, you know, off season, everyone's back to school. So we had three teams playing.
Low count. But for a first time, though, the perfect number, maybe. You know,
that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, maybe this is great. You know, there's not a lot of people, not a lot of pressure. But it ended up, I felt the opposite, that I think I would have done better with more people, more teams, just because it would have been more to like feed off of or riff off of the night.
Yeah. So,
there's also less time to fill.
Right.
Even at my trivia, which we'll talk more about last week, we had like, I think, five teams or something. Mm. And so you get through and you're like, here are the scores. And then you're like, fuck. You know, like, I got all this time now, because you want to stretch it out the entire time. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to keep who is there as long as you can. Yeah. So then you're just like, you know, there's one period where the music wasn't on. We'll talk about it. It was a whole thing.
Okay, we can talk about it now if you want. Let's talk about it now. I mean, we're kind of in the weekly wrap up. Unless I was just gonna ask Kristen if there were any surprises that you encountered, things that you weren't expecting, maybe as a quizmaster that popped up during the game. Or maybe if you want to talk about some of your prep work that you might have done ahead of time.
As far as surprises, I don't think there were any real surprises. There were a couple of questions that I reworked. Okay. I think I was just super paranoid about my questions maybe being too easy or too focused on one thing. Like when I had a bunch of numbers questions, I didn't really realize it.
I was going to ask you, did you have any numbers questions?
I did, of course.
Well, good. Yeah.
Her signature trademark question. Do you have some today?
I'll have to double check.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see if we get a numbers game going.
I'll tell you, like, two or three times I've talked to her, I'm like, you know, I was like, so how did trivia go? She was like, good. I texted her that night and I was like, how did everything go? She was like, good. I was like, great. And I was like,
oh yeah, we should clarify too. You were filling in for Mark and Nice Guys. I don't think we mentioned that yet, this episode.
Yeah. Which I was thinking about it, and usually I have you cover Jamie or something. I was like, you know, it'd be nice to have a woman do it. You know, we've been talking more and more about trying to have like more of a female presence on the show. And in general, I've been like more.
We got that message from Blair, our listener, Blair, the other day.
And I was like, you know what? Why not? Like, she's smart. She's got a good personality. Like, she would do well. And she was like, And she's like, you know what? I'll do it. And I was like, yes. So I think two or three times I've asked her, so what questions did you ask? Because, you know, as much as I love quiz mastering, I love playing trivia the most. Mm-hmm. I am way more a player first. And I think you're kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
You're way more of a quiz master. You don't like playing necessarily as much.
Yeah.
I love playing. So I was like, you know.
That's how I feel about D&D. I love playing it. But the DM role is like, nobody else really nobody else is going to do this. All
right. Right. Know. Yeah.
It's just a lot of work.
So I was kind
of
drumming my fingers. And I think on two or three different occasions, I was like, so what'd you ask? She was like, well, I think my questions might have been too hard, which of course made me like salivate. I'm like,
yeah, Vince McMahon gif.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, she was like, well, Lee talked to me about being a guest. I was like, all right. And I think like even like 2 nights ago, I was like, so what kind of questions did you ask? And I was like, no, we need to wait. Okay, we need to, because you're going to be on the podcast at some point. You're probably going to want to use those questions. So I've been like waiting for this moment.
Yeah, you're ready to receive.
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
Great.
I like how you had to clarify with the question. You're ready to receive. And we're talking about questions here.
Just nothing to make that else. Clear, Fletcher, yes. We're talking about questions.
Yeah, nothing else is going on here. We're not all naked in the room.
Kristen, wow. Are you ready to do it again? Trivia, that is.
I am ready.
Great, okay.
Because I should be ready in another, like, 15 minutes. Sometimes it takes a little bit to reload.
Give me all that quiz energy.
Well, in the meantime, let's go over our weekly wrap-up, and then we'll get into our questions.
Ooh, there's the old band.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I missed them.
I almost said episode 200, but it was No Nonsense Trivia Challenge number 200.
200.
On Monday, August 26th at the Palace. Spaghetti and Moist Balls took the first round of our 200th No Nonsense Trivia Challenge. They lost the second round to These Couches Don't Pull Out Either. That would be Tom from Cool Comics Game. Shout out to Cool Comics as well for providing some prizes for our Harry Potter trivia.
He is, you know, I love Tom to death. He is so antsy, even with punk rock karaoke. He's like, are you guys doing like a Halloween thing? I was like, I'm not sure yet. You know, we got to figure it out. He's like, you guys want, I can give you some content and I can, blah, blah. I'm like, he's like so eager to help and to like feed local stuff. And
oh yeah.
Like
help huge it's supporter. Yeah. Huge supporter. Thanks, Tom. The third round went to Trivia Newton John, but Team Moist found themselves at the top of the heap with 110 points overall, our highest score of the week. Mm. On Tuesday, August 27th at Gather, Tarpon Charlie's had a field day with 64 points, being bested only by Tarpon Charlie's without Charlie in the second round. I wonder if they know each other. I learned both of these teams are saving up all of their gift cards to spend on a giant feast amongst both of their teams at some point.
Oh, that's neat.
And the food to gather is amazing. So I can't wait to see what I hope I'm there when they do it. You know, like, bring us one of everything. I mean, that's what I would do.
They're going to do it. And Gather's going to say, oh, I'm sorry, you can only use one gift card. They're going to be like, son of a bitch.
Wednesday, August 28th at Bury Me Brewing Company, though House Snow thwarted the team's chances at a shutout victory by taking the third round, it is Pootie Tang who won our quiz that night. Pootie Tang is a force to be reckoned with.
I was going
to
say, I feel like I haven't heard that name in a little bit.
They did not win the previous week. House Snow won last week, but they've won about half of the games that they've played at Bury Me.
Jeez.
Themselves. So I wonder how they'd stack up against some of our other teams you know, at the other venues. But Pootie Tang winning with 109 points that week.
Wow.
On Thursday at number 3, Marcus from Captain Lawrence Brewing was in the house. It was a party, playing some good music. We were dancing. Besides the opening round, which went to Poppin' Formula Bottles. That was the name of the team that won the first round. And yes, they did have babies with them. The game was well dominated by Squeak You Like a Hurricane. So this week, Team Moist had them tied briefly for the highest overall number of no-nonsense trivia challenge victories, but the Squeaky Chairs picked up their 22nd victory on Thursday with 101 points, maintaining their one victory gap. Best of luck to them and all of our teams. Next week on the No-No, we'll announce our winners of Quizguardium Triviosa, the Harry Potter trivia we're hosting at number 3. Mark, how did your teams do it? Your illustrious return to Nice Guys Trivia this week.
Lee, they did well. As I mentioned before, we didn't have, we had, I think, like around 5 teams or so. And ended up having an issue where I guess I hit a button and there was no music for, you know, so usually you put up music in the middle so people can talk. And I was like, sometimes there will be like a soft opening or, you know, like a little bit of space, or sometimes it'll even say like,
and you wait it out.
Click this thing, yeah. You know, if you're still listening. And there was nothing. And I was just talking. I was like, so I'm going to talk a little bit about dynamics in music, because sometimes music will start really quiet. Blah. Nothing was happening.
So how long did you spitball that one?
Well,
it was a decent amount of time. It was
long enough. I mean, you know me, I can just talk. But I would get to the point where I was like, well, I don't want to talk about this anymore. What's going on? I guess I had accidentally hit a button on the mixer, and oopsie daisy.
Yeah.
The winning team of the night. Yeah. Was Kristen and Jay. Actually, we had a repeat for a minute there, and I didn't mention this. We had a return of the 4-year anniversary champion team.
Oh, okay.
It was Fletcher and Kristen, Jamie, Seth was there, which is funny because my last question, which I thought was a pretty tough one, I didn't think anybody would know, and then Seth was there, and I was like, he's gonna fucking know this, which of course he did.
You did that to me at Palace the other week. There was a final question that was like, didn't expect Mark to be here tonight. This would be a difficult question for...
And that's why it's nice to sneak up.
Yep.
Be like, surprise! No, you're going to ask a question about Primus or something? Guess what? Aaron came in. And of course, Aaron ended up having to take a phone call. But yeah, they were there with the Dark Horse. Yeah, and they were there with a small smattering of other teams. So they pretty much dominated. They won.
Sounds like there was like 100 people on that team.
Skeet Pray Love was their team. And they won with 58 points, the next closest team.
Skeet Pray Love?
Yeah. The next closest team was Jeffrey Epstein Airplane with 24 points. So
is that's like Jefferson Starship, I guess, is what they were going for?
I guess so. Yeah, Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, right. The first band.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah, the first one. The one that did White Rabbit.
Well, congratulations to all of them. And thanks again to our teams that came out to play. If you want to play No Nonsense Trivia in the coming weeks, you have a few opportunities to do so. First, actually, I should say you have some opportunities. A few is like three. You've actually got four.
Ooh.
Plus Marks, that's five.
That's fine.
If you count Marks.
Wow.
We draw the line here. Otherwise, we'd be at like 600
We draw the line.
But anyway,
oh, yeah, that's true.
Tonight, Monday, September 2nd at 2019 at 7 p.m., we're at Palace Pub and Wine Bar located in Cape Coral, Florida. Categories for the quiz will include South American and U.S. geography, 90s rock music, Trailer Park Boys, Dolly Parton, Scientology, skipped a line here, Butterflies of Florida, and more. The final question category that night will be Colorado breweries, selected by last week's biggest learners, were always voted off the island, as they were. There was a team that's too large, and I said, you guys got to split up. And this team, rather than splitting up evenly, they just cast this couple aside. They're like, you guys are the new guys. You're on your own tonight. But the joke will be on them, because they will have next week's final category and lock Colorado breweries. Tuesday.
Why are you doing that?
It was a mistake. A terrible mistake.
This was a mistake here today.
Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019, we'll be back at Gather in Cape Coral for trivia. That one also starts at 7 p.m. The categories for that quiz will include classic rock, The Office, animals, food and cooking. Those are two separate categories, by the way, not animals, food and cooking. Animals and then food and cooking. The NFL, the NBA,
ooh,
the MLB,
ooh,
the NHL,
ooh,
and more. That's right, we're going to have a sports-heavy night that night. The final wager question category will be somebody who did not play sports. The Doors. I'm talking, of course, about Jim Morrison, lead singer. That category selected by the team, I just want to eat food. And no, I was not harassing them. That was not like a message to me. They just had a younger teenager that was not interested in playing trivia on the team. He was like, I just want to eat food. So that was their team name. Wednesday, September 4th, 2019, we'll be at Bury Me Brewing Company at 7 p.m. The Meat Cottage will be joining us there with their authentic German food. The categories for that quiz will include 70s sitcoms, 80s movies, 90s hip-hop, The Room, Frasier, video games, Greek mythology, and more. Final category that night will be Brooklyn Nine-Nine, selected by the team The Misfits. After that, head on over to Nice Guys Pizza and check out trivia by my main man, Quizmaster Mark Davis. That starts at 9 p.m. in the Cape.
It's been a while since I did the wolf howl.
Yeah.
Remember, I used to do that all the time because it was late night trivia.
No, I don't remember that, actually.
Really?
I don't remember it all.
We've gone that far, huh?
It's been a long time. I had to double check one of today's questions because I was like, did Mark ask me this on the podcast?
Did I?
I don't think so. I searched. There's probably about five or six questions in our archive that don't have like every question written down in the show notes.
Remember when I asked you the same question 2 weeks in a row?
That's exactly what I was thinking of. I was like, yeah, oh, not another one of those.
Funny.
Anyway, Thursday, September 4th, we'll be at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar at 7:30 p.m. The Meat Cottage will join us there as well. Categories for the quiz that night will include Shakespeare, The Muppets, The Walking Dead, Pokemon, Buck Rogers, Small Horses.
Rogers.
Again, two separate... Wait, Buck Rogers was a sci-fi guy, right?
Yeah.
Not a Western guy?
No, he was a sci-fi guy.
That name sounds so Western. I was gonna make another joke about those being separate categories, but it makes no sense. Small Horses is one category, Buck Rogers the other. Totally unrelated, obviously. And we'll also be asking about Signs of the Zodiac and more. The final category that evening... I have to add this in later because I did not write it down. And I got a message to Tom, actually, from Cool Comics. So, you know what? We'll it'll be a surprise. Just come out
and
shop at Cool Comics and Games in Cape Coral, Florida.
Aww.
And that was the category was selected by, they actually lost, but not really. I just flubbed on the score. But we're going to let them keep the category. Boy, what a clusterfuck this is. Their team name was Me Seeks and Destroy That Night.
Ah, yeah. The Me Seeks episode of Rick and Morty. One of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. And Rick and Morty was the final category last week. So
there you go. Yeah.
Gotcha. You can find out more information about that and all of our live events online at nononsensetrivia.com. All of the no-nonsense events are free to play, and you can win prizes after every round. Join us, won't you?
And he fell off a cliff, and now he's dead.
That was a Doppler effect right there.
Did you get on that, won't you?
I got in on that a little bit.
Beautiful. I was just so...
We'll have to play with the mix later. We can, yeah. We'll set it up to get mastered.
Put a ring modulator on it. Mike Cosden loves a ring modulator. Every time I record anything, whenever he records, I do everything by the book. Whenever I record, I'll sing a part. I'll be like, do-do-do. And it'll be like, let me play that back. And it'll be like, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And he's like, I'm like, can I just fucking listen to the part already?
You're talking about Mike from our 11th episode, Mike Breaks the Internet.
Mike C.
Yes.
Yes, also a Patreon-man.
Yes, a proverbial light keeper. Yeah.
Yes.
And we've heard from several of our Patreon supporters. We're going to read some of their comments in the show today.
Some very, very good stuff.
Yes. But
ooh, chef's kiss.
Let's just take a little break. Just want to take a second to thank everyone for the wonderful reviews that we've gotten over the past few weeks. Andy, the king of useless information, gave us 5 stars, said that we're the only podcast that you need. I like the sound of that. We got 5 stars from Sesquipid Alien Girl as well, who deemed us addictive, hilarious, and binge-worthy.
Can I just take a second? May
yes.
I?
Yes.
Andy's review is long. So we won't read the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. These are just little headline snippets, but basically. I think these are the titles of the reviews.
Yes,
actually,
yeah. So Andy's review is a work of art.
I loved reading it.
His review was so, so nice. And I think kind of encapsulate, I guess, what people like about the show, which there's one running theme that I've heard. It's that it's like sitting with your friends. It's like sitting in the room with friends doing this and like listening to this. And everybody should go in and read his review if you can, because, man, holy cow, it really struck a tender nerve. So, Andy, if you're listening, you touched my tender nerve, and thank you.
Yeah, and a nice detail included is that he's not normally a podcast person, too, which that was, like, mind-blowing.
But. He was like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever. And then he listened, and he's like, now I'm, like, purposefully taking my time.
Yeah, he said he's, like, halfway through.
Yeah.
He started listening over a year ago.
He's like, I don't want to get
doesn't
to the point.
Doesn't sound like he's a regular listener.
He's like, but he's like, I don't want to get to the point where I have to wait a week.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, geez.
A bold move.
feels good.
So he'll hear this in a year from now, probably.
Right. Yeah. Finally, they got to me.
No, but Andy, thank you for that review. Says Squipped Alien Girl, thank you. Thanks again to everyone who's left a review. We've noticed that we're moving up the charts on the Apple Podcast comedy chart. So please, if you haven't, take a second to rate and review the show on your platform. It would mean a lot to us.
It does matter.
Yes.
You may think it doesn't matter. Have you reviewed us?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Wow.
I think you asked her last time, too.
I want to say that I have, or I at least gave you guys 5 stars.
No pressure. Thank you for joining us today. That's
There's no pressure from him. There's a lot of pressure from me.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm picking up on. Yeah. For okay. Sure.
Just want to make sure.
So, yeah, please take a moment to review us, Kristen and others, if you will. And also join our Patreon. We do have a Patreon supporter here.
Team Captain.
Does that help? In the
room. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it does.
And, a special thank you again to Team Captain Aaron for increasing his pledge this month. I think I put him in the proverbial lightkeeper category last episode at the end in our credits, but he has moved up. He is a fellow team captain with Kristen Fletcher.
Wow, so thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, you guys ready to do these first questions?
I reckon so.
It's time for some trivia on this day, trivia podcast.
Why not? So who's going to go first?
I'll go first. I have a bit of an ethical question. So we'll kick it off with it's a bit of a rate my question, if you will.
Okay.
But we do have official rate my questions coming later, but maybe you can comment on this. The category is Parks and Recreation, the sitcom Parks and Rec. You guys are both fans, right?
Yep. Yes.
Pawnee Councilman Jeremy Jam holds what occupation?
Is he a dentist?
I want to say a dentist or... I wanted to say orthodontist, but I think he is a dentist.
What's an orthodontist?
They do like braces.
Oh, okay. So they're similar. I seem to remember him wearing a mask and something.
Or is he an orthodontist?
See, it's funny if it's one of these or the other because they're so close and the line, it's so thin.
So thin.
It is one of these or the other.
Okay.
Okay.
If you think orthodontist, then I think you're right because I just knew, like, I didn't even, like, think of differentiating between the two. I just thought mouth, teeth, thing that covers your face when you do things because you don't want your bad breath to bother them.
Multiple mouth teeth.
Mouth teeth.
I don't know because I know... He didn't want the fluoride in the water, and that was his big thing because it would take away all of his business.
But if an orthodontist is mostly braces, then it would be more of a dentist thing,
right?
I think than orthodontist, like
cavities and
because that's what you're worried about.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm going to leave it to you. I know you know the show more than you because you are the White Retta, and so I feel like you. You probably know the show better than me and remember more. So I'm going to let you make the ultimate call. But I think, well, clearly we're definitely on the right path. But even if he hadn't said anything, I felt pretty good.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
All right. Let's go with dentist.
Okay. So the answer that I took on Monday at the Palace when I asked this was orthodontist. Because his practice is called Jam Orthodontics.
Orthodontics.
However... Every other team wrote down dentist, and a team, Trivia Newton John, they checked me on it. They said, are you sure it's not a dentist? And I held my ground. I was like, no, he's an orthodontist. But I did say occupation. If you think about it, an orthodontist is a type of dentist, you know?
I was trying to figure out, like, how it were, like, dentistry, like, if that include, like, if... Does dentist include orthodontics or does orthodontist include dentist or?
Dentist is the category and orthodontics is the subcategory.
Okay. All right. This is where categories come into play. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But what I should have said, I think, is well, what would you guys have done if you were in that situation? If you were just given the question from a quiz writer that and that was the question and answer and you faced this in the field as a quiz master, how'd you react?
I think I probably would have taken dentist.
Yeah.
Just the fact that someone knows that much,
mm-hmm.
I think is kind of the point of it, you know.
Kristen?
Yeah, I think I would agree.
Yeah.
Unless maybe a character, like in the show, made it a point to say, you know, as part
I'm
of
I'm not
like,
a dentist, yeah, I'm exactly. an orthodontist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went really hardline on that, and then I went to bed that night and woke up in the middle of the night and went out to my garbage can and dug around and pulled out all the answer sheets and took a second look at things. And then I went to the internet and verified the information. Like, is orthodontics part of dentistry? Yes, it is.
Like, if you said, what does Job say, you know, and you accepted only illusions because tricks are something that a whore does for money.
Right.
So you don't take tricks.
So
you
there's
take
a line.
Illusions. Yeah. Exactly. Like, that's part of his character.
Right. Right. But this, I think I overstepped a little bit, and I went back to look at the scoreboard, and it would have changed the winner of a round, actually. So I want to apologize to Grandma's Dying Hot Cars. Okay. Spaghetti and Moist Balls, you still won the overall night.
Gotcha.
But I'm going to have to grab a bottle of wine for them for
Did you get a lot of pushback for that?
Not a lot of pushback, but somebody asked, like, are you sure it's not dentist? And I said, I'll look into it. And then I just never followed up. So I wouldn't say a lot of pushback. Okay. People took it fine, but it was haunting me.
Yeah.
You know.
So let me ask you a trivia question. Who goes next?
Kristen.
There you go. Right? You got it.
I'm getting the hang of it here. Got it. Episode 61. I'm getting the order down.
Okay. Kristen.
All right.
I've been waiting for this.
So
give it to me, mommy.
Before I hosted the trivia, I was like, I have to have a huge variety. I can't focus on any one thing. And I really want to stump Fletcher.
Okay.
So
beautiful.
Even going into it, like, it was really hard because I couldn't like bounce anything off of him or like ask what he knew.
They won. Fletcher's team won.
They did win after a lot of complaining.
It's almost like you couldn't avoid it.
How many points did their team have when they won? Do you remember?
It was actually very close. They had 50 points. And the next team, it was Two Beards, which is usually their frequent team there. They had 48.
Okay. Wow.
How convenient.
Even-handed.
And that actually came down to the wager question. Both teams got it right, but Fletcher, Jamie's team, they wagered one, and the Two Beards wagered everything. So really shot it up.
Wow.
There's that question? Is this going to be that question?
This one won't be. I'll have that one too, though.
Okay. All right.
I personally usually ask my last question as my last question here. I won't tonight because you were at my trivia. I'm repositing today.
Repositing.
All right. I'm ready.
So I did all that backstory to say I did this question to stump Fletcher. And I'm proud to say that I did.
Ooh.
So I was
we have no chance.
We're fucked. We are toast.
So in Star Trek The Next Generation, what song does Dr. Crusher play to teach Data how to dance?
Do you have any hope?
Yes.
Okay, Lee's deep in it. I've never seen him like this. His brow is furry. He's in a lot of pain.
Is it? Music is playing.
The Entertainer?
Is it The Entertainer by Scott Joplin?
It is not The Entertainer.
Is it something from that era?
I'm not sure.
You're probably looking like the 1930s.
Ragtime?
Yeah,
is it like a ragtime jam?
I was going to say...
Who taught?
I was going to say Unchained Melody.
By the Righteous Brothers?
Yeah.
I want to say this is a little bit older, but I might get miscorrected.
What is it?
It's,
we don't know.
Isn't It Romantic by Ella Fitzgerald.
Okay. Later, a little later.
Yeah.
Slightly, like 10 years maybe. But do you know who the singer of Unchained Melody is? I actually asked that this week as a bonus question. I did a Name That Singer bonus round where I played audio clips. And it was Name That Vocalist. And that is just a crazy good vocal performance.
Yeah.
Do you remember his name?
I don't.
Bobby Hatfield was his name. And I'm going to post... That's how good this performance is. Even though this is just a little tiny little trivia question, I'm going to post a link to it. You watch that. It's so good.
I may as well be him.
That's exactly. I mean, forget it. I'm not even going to bother posting it now.
as soon as I got to Maine, I got sick. And I'm still like just getting over the end of it.
Got some solids going in your sinuses,
huh? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right. Here is your first question from me. Liberty, equality, fraternity is the English translation of what country's motto? Liberty, equality, fraternity.
Veni, vidi, vici. No, I'm just kidding. That's not what that means.
I came, I saw, I went. Veni, veni, veni. I came.
I came.
I came.
I came. I came. Liberty, equality, and freedom?
Fraternity.
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 Is the English translation of what country's motto?
So would that be like brotherhood, basically?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's a country of all dudes.
Okay. Cool, 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 cool.
No pussy allowed.
Well, it's not France,
though. It's the worst country ever.
Just kidding. I was thinking it might be France.
I was thinking, like, France or Italy?
But maybe that's just our Eurocentric minds. Perhaps it's Liberia, which was, you know, originally intended as a place for freed slaves in Africa.
Good. Liberty, freedom.
No freedom, I don't think. Was there?
Oh. Liberty.
Oh, fraternity.
Equality.
Liberty, equality, fraternity.
Fraternity.
Okay.
And that fits the theme with Liberia, doesn't it?
Equality? I think so, yeah.
Freed slaves? Shit.
I'm down.
Any other guesses or ideas? I can't really think of... Australia? No. I mean, that would be bold for them to say that.
Liberty. Fraternity. Fosters.
That's part of their country ethos. Fosters.
The third part.
No, yeah, I think I can support you on that one.
Liberia.
The correct answer is...
Mm-hmm.
France.
Oh no!
I couldn't believe you said it so quick. I was like, fuck! And then you were like, Italy. I was like, alright. And then you were like, Liberia. And I'm like, fucking go with it. Your Eurocentric gone with my mind. Gut. I know.
Yep.
See, you were so worried about being PC.
I know.
Chase yourself away
from... It's no good for anyone. Basically.
We ask an overwhelming amount of Africa questions.
Mm-hmm. Honestly... There's a part of my brain that was like, Mark's asked this on the podcast before, and I'm going to catch him right now. Because I remember you asked about Liberia, but I guess it was what country was set up as, like, the premise that I just said.
Oh, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. I forgot that we were only doing two questions apiece, so I actually have even more questions than I thought. All right. I'm going to ask this question about Playboy magazine.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Since 1970... The Library of Congress has made available a picture-free version of every issue of Playboy in what language?
I'm sorry. I was thinking about how I just said how horny. And how that would be a great title name. Well,
that's too bad, Mark. Because I'm not reading again. Just kidding. I'll give it to you one more time. Since 1970, the Library of Congress has made available a picture-free version of every issue of Playboy magazine in what language?
The Library of Congress?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to sound stupid, but why wouldn't it be English?
That's what I'm thinking. Is it like...
I mean, the Library of Congress is exclusive to America? I mean, because it's our country. But English sounds way too obvious.
It sounds way too obvious.
Or is it just so obvious that it's the answer?
Oh, those are the questions that always trip me up.
My
next thought was Spanish.
Such a weird question. I love it.
Thank you. I'm picture full of free them today.
I mean, it can't be something too crazy.
I like to think, you know how they have the cartoons in Playboy? Have you ever seen a Playboy?
Yes, I have seen a Playboy.
I didn't. It's all boobs in there, so I didn't know. They always have those cartoons, and I like to think that because it's picture free, it just has the
caption.
The caption, but you can't see what it's like. I told him it's just a balloon, and you're like, all right. Well, I guess it's going to be kind of like Garfield minus Garfield.
Can I just say I love the cartoons of Doug Sneed, who was frequently published in Playboy.
Is that like the kind of like the watercolor?
Yeah.
Color? I love those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In what language? Yeah. Well, I mean.
I mean, it seems like it would be English, but maybe. maybe they have like two languages.
I wonder if it's French and he's asking this to piggyback off the question that I just asked.
You think I'm that petty?
Yeah.
You're right. But you're wrong. It's not France.
Let's say, I don't know, English or Spanish. You want to rock, paper, scissors, I'll be English, you'll be Spanish.
Okay.
One, two, three, and then shoot. One, two, three, shoot. One, two, three, shoot. One, two, Eyes. Three, shoot.
Okay, Kristen Spanish. Won.
All right.
Paper beats rock. Spanish? No, I'm sorry.
Damn.
It's not English either.
Okay.
Sign language.
We should just point out.
Is it Braille?
It is Braille. Fuck! Braille is the answer. It's an accessibility issue.
Think
yeah.
of that.
Yeah. And you know what's great about this question?
Because there's no fucking pictures. No offense. There's
yeah. This is
to
this
people
is,
that are blind, but fuck.
This is
they
the second.
They can make pictures. Yeah. You can pretend.
You can feel a little nipple.
Yeah.
That's not part of the language of Braille. I think that's a technique.
Let me
I don't think
it's
part of the official language. Yeah.
Is Braille a language?
Yes.
Okay. Like American Sign Language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
Yep. It's, yeah. I mean, it's got its own character forms, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it has word forms as well. I'm not too well versed in Braille, but I think there's some, you know, I'm not exactly certain, to be honest. But what I love about this question is that, yeah, the answer is kind of right there out in the open for it. And nobody got it right at my trivia, except for one person who said it. I overheard it as a joke. They didn't shout it out, but I just happened to overhear them say it's probably Braille as a joke to somebody. And then as they were leaving, I grabbed the guy's arm and I said, hey, that Playboy question, you were right.
Nailed it.
And he laughed as he left. So, yeah, that's my second question of the first round.
That's good. That's a good question. Okay. What animal would you be looking at if you encountered a Rhynchodon typus in the wild?
A Rhynchodon typus?
Rhynchodon?
Rhynchodon.
Coden. R-H, I'm hoping I'm saying this right. I looked at a couple things.
I mispronounced Niagara Falls at trivia this week. Well, not Niagara Falls. Sorry.
Oh, Niagara Falls.
Did you say Niagara?
I said Niagara. It was the name of a ship in Erie, Pennsylvania. The USS, I said Niagara. It's Niagara.
So can anyway. We give the spelling?
R-H-I-N-C-O-D-O-N, typus. T-Y-P-U-S.
What kind of animal? So you're looking for like cat, dog?
Yes.
It's not going to be cat or dog.
Yeah, typus, I can tell you that.
Typus is not feline or canine.
Well, I'm just saying, right? But you yeah, are like yeah. you are like bird.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just clarifying for the yeah, yeah, for yeah. you and me right now.
Oh, yeah.
We're sussing.
No. Yeah.
We're sussing. It's not a cat or dog. Typus.
Rhinoceros is... what does that mean?
I think it's nose. Rhinoplasty, rhinoceros.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're definitely right.
Yeah, so it's so you think it's a nose creature.
Yeah.
Is it a toucan, maybe?
Just as soon as you said nose, I thought of toucan.
Yeah. Toucan. Or an anteater?
Mm-hmm.
Right? An elephant? I don't think so. Rhynchodon typus.
Typus, I guess, is thinking making me think of a tapir, but that's a different thing altogether.
Now, this next creature I'm going to name already has a weird name. So this would be 2 for 2 on the weird. But I think they have long noses. The pangolin?
You know, when you said this next... thing, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking the pangolin.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about them a lot because there was a question you had about the mammal, the second most, the mammal that it's the second most trafficked illegally mm-hmm. is yeah. a pangolin.
Mm-hmm.
And I
didn't
ask. Meme.
Somebody asked that. I think that was
okay, someone else did.
Maybe.
Okay.
Somebody did. I'm sorry if I'm getting that wrong, but.
But then I just saw a meme that said pangolins always look like they're sheepishly about to ask you to the prom. because they always stand with their hands all close
they
together.
They look like a Pokemon.
They are very, very cute.
Like some artist drew them.
Yes.
There's a band. There's a Florida ska band named Pangolin as well.
Oh, wow. And they didn't try and incorporate ska into it. That's weird. Skangolin.
There you go, guys.
Scandal. Skangolin.
What do you think, man? I don't know if it's going to be the toucan because I feel like a bird is not going to have typus. Typus, though, that sounds like anteater. Like,
all right, Margaret,
I don't know. I don't know why it's driving me there, but I just see it as like or pangolin. Is their nose long enough?
Well, so this is the thing about trivia.
We're basing it all on this. On this nose.
Well, I did hear that her trivia was really hard.
Yeah,
pangolin is already a hard to know animal. Period.
Yeah,
I mean they're just now kind of getting their, you know, they're kind of having their like their honey badger moment,
yeah,
where it's like, oh, okay, now the internet gives a fuck about pangolins big time. So they're kind of like the new narwhal, mm-hmm, you know?
Yeah.
So it could be pangolins just because it's a hard answer, period. I heard her trivia was hard.
So we should base this on local hearsay?
No, I'm just saying it's something to take into consideration.
You're right. That would give us an advantage, though, if it was that.
But I feel like pangolins are known less for their nose than they are for their armor. You know, anteaters, mm-hmm, are known for their nose.
Yeah.
Now, it is their nose, not just, it's like their nose and mouth.
Right.
The anteater?
Their snout.
Their snout.
Yep.
Let's go with the anteater.
Do they snort those ants up like lines of cocaine?
That's what I was thinking. They do little ant bumps. Fuck.
I still got three on my lips.
I just did a gorilla still finger got the three of fire ants. I'm all keyed up.
So, anteater.
Yeah, let's go with anteater.
An anteater.
Anteater. The correct answer is a whale shark.
Oh. Okay.
Well, yeah, nothing on that one.
We didn't say that at all.
Rhine. Okay. So Rhine Coden. I wonder if that, because they're spotted, aren't they?
Yes.
I wonder if that refers to their coat being like kind of like Rhine, like the river. I don't know. I have no idea. Do you know where that name comes? That's the Latin name, right?
Yeah, it's the Latin name. I wasn't sure. I was trying to look it up, and I couldn't really see how that really made sense.
Hmm.
But I thought it was really interesting.
What does Rhine mean? Does that mean river?
Well, Rhine Coden, it's the sole member of the genus Rhine Coden, and the only extant member of the family Rhine Codontidae. So that's
Rhine Coden donk a donk.
It's a honky tonk right con to donk a donk. Yeah. All right. Well, I did not know that, and I would never know that ever in my life.
It's funny though.
I do now, I guess,
that you did mention narwhal because a couple of the teams wrote down narwhal.
Well, you know, okay. They knew the water thing. That's good. All right. Here's your next question. What alcoholic drink was originally called the Red Snapper, at the time made with gin?
I was going to say, I feel like I've heard this, but if it's in your repository, it's probably been asked.
You may have.
Now about...
So it was originally made with gin?
Yes.
So now it's not.
Bloody Marys are made with vodka, aren't they?
Yes. That would make sense.
I could see gin squeezing right through there. You know, you don't even notice all that tomato juice and hamburgers and hot dogs and chicken wings and bacon coming out of the top,
celery and olives and more olives.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was a kid seeing adults drinking Bloody Mary and there was like one stalk of celery. That's cute. Nowadays it's a fucking freak show.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I remember when I was little thinking, oh, like, oh, Bloody Mary, it's that healthy. Sounds so cool, it's healthy. And then I tried when I was an adult and I was like, nope.
They are disgusting.
Don't like that. Yeah.
You got to fight your way through them, I think, a little bit. But yeah, that would be my answer, is Bloody Mary.
Yeah. I can't think of any red drinks.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some kind of tiki drink, but the Red Snapper.
Red Snap. Yeah.
That Bloody Mary will snap the shit out of you.
I went to a movie with somebody and they brought a Bloody Mary in with them.
Just a little pick me up.
And like a mixer bottle. And
what
she
were
was
you
like,
seeing?
I can't remember.
Oh, I'd love to know the pairing.
I could ask her.
Hostile.
And she'll probably remember. Frozen. And she was like, you want some of this? And I was like, sure. and I took a sip of it. I had like immediate heartburn. I was like, what the fuck is this drink?
She tried to put you down.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. What do we got?
The correct answer is Bloody Mary.
Oh, okay.
Woo. Good job.
Thanks, man.
Nice. Thanks. Sus.
All right.
That's the first round, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. Then we're going to take them back. Second round of trivia.
We're back, and we're going to kick things off with a little miscorrections, no notes segment. No notes.
Wait, okay. I was trying to figure out. No notes, correction, miscorrection, no notes.
This is from proverbial lightkeeper Brina about the CTD nursing acronym question I asked for my final question on episode 58, Gastrology.
Circling the drain.
Mm-hmm. She says, hey guys, love the podcast.
Certain to die.
But I had to pause this week's episode to send you a note. I'm with Doug. I've never heard nor used the abbreviation CTD. I'm a registered nurse, and my first job out of school was working in an oncology unit. Lots of patients circling the
lots
drain.
Lots of CTD.
But never used that phrase or abbreviation. Maybe slang would be more appropriate than lingo. I was definitely thinking of more technical phrases.
Okay.
Brina. So, I want to know what is the difference between lingo and slang? This is a good, you know, point of distinction. Merriam-Webster defines lingo as strange or incomprehensible language or speech, such as the special vocabulary of a particular field of interest. So that satisfies lingo, I think. But then when you take a look at slang, you find that Merriam-Webster defines it as an informal, non-standard vocabulary composed typically of coinages, arbitrarily changed words, and extravagant, forced, or facetious figures of speech. And with those against each other, this definitely feels more like slang than lingo. But there's also jargon, which Webster defines as the technical terminology or characteristic idiom of a special activity or group.
Definitely not.
No. Yeah. No. Definitely this is slang, I think. Yeah. So, Brina, thank you for writing in and letting us address this again a second time. Again, I did have somebody tell me this before I even started going to trivia. They mentioned this as just like a little anecdote, you know, and I thought it was funny then. So I was surprised to see it in my trivia research coming up on blogs and stuff like that. If you, like Brina, hear something a little funky, you want to call us out on it and have us talk about it and maybe make good, you can write us an email at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com to do so.
Yes.
All right. You guys ready to get started with round number two?
Yes, yeah, and this time it's the ladies first, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Who was the 21st president of the United States?
Okay. All right.
This is you guys double teaming me. Got fucking Hannibal Hamlin last week with Fletcher's question about Lincoln's first vice president.
That's a tough one.
And now the 21st president. 3 weeks ago, you might remember, I said, I'm going to start studying my presidents.
And here we are.
Not a lick.
Pressing you on it.
I tried doing some Memory Palace stuff, and I was like, all right, George Washington, number one. And then I thought, this is stupid. I'm never going to forget that George Washington was the first president. I don't need to commit this to memory. And then I gave up. I was like, Adams, two. There's two Adamses.
Well, you know, it's funny because
standing right next to each
when
other.
You were talking about the Memory Palace thing and you were using your poster of the Justice League.
Yeah.
You're like, the first one is the Atom. And I was like, wouldn't the Atom be perfect for John Adams?
Like, John so Adams.
Like, it's like, all right, so George Washington is the Atom.
Paul, yeah.
But the Adams, but John Adams is not the Atom. John Adams is
the
Hawkman.
Atom. John Adams. Paul right. Giamatti's short, like an Atom. He played John Adams. No, I don't know if he's short or not. Yeah. But anyway,
they were all short back then.
The 21st. Let's stop procrastinating here.
Okay, so I still can't remember. Abe Lincoln was 13. Okay, we're in deep shit.
He's either 13 or 16. He's probably 13.
Well,
he was the 16th.
He was the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Okay. All right. That's a good start.
It's like walking on a rickety old bridge crossing a ravine.
I think
13, 16. Andrew Jackson was 20, or he's on the $20 bill.
Yeah, he's on the $20
bill. But he's not number 20. Or is he? I don't think so.
I'm trying to think of the They Might Be Giants song, James K. Polk. I think he was the 11th president, which seems early for him.
Wish we had some kind of shower curtain we could look at right now. I mean, I know yours had a map, but a shower curtain featuring the presidents?
Here's a weird question. So was George Washington president in 1776?
No. I think he became president in... Oh, I'm just going to come off like an idiot if I'm wrong, but I think it was later. I think it was like 1784.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I mean, whatever.
John Jay ran against him. I know some of these things. And as well as...
To run against George Washington. You gotta feel like such a... fucking, it's like, what the fuck are the chances? It's like, here's this dude that fucking...
He delivered us freedom. Fuck him.
I'm John Jay, and I want to be your president. What'd you do? Nothing. Grew corn. Hung out.
John Jay wrote some early... I think he wrote the Federalist Papers, which you might know the Tea Party all about.
Great.
You know, so he's the original.
What could have been. Federalist.
Yeah.
Well, what?
But I don't know 21. I know that.
I want to say.
This guy who wasn't president.
We're not.
Country bumpkins? Oh. I thought you were going to rally us. Like, we're not dumb. We should be able to get this.
Well, we're not. And I feel like. We could suss it out, but it would take a long time, and we probably still wouldn't get, because there's so many presidents I barely know. Taft. I mean, like, where does Taft come in? When was he president? You know, who knows?
Wait, did you say 21?
21. Yep.
Uh-oh.
I think I know this.
Yeah?
I think I might know this.
Who it is?
I think... This president also might be 23, because I think they served two non-consecutive terms.
Okay.
I seem to remember, I hope it's 21 and 23, and I hope I'm getting the name right, Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland.
I think is 21 and 23, and he was separated maybe by John Tyler or James K. Polk, a J name that's not John Jay. Another J.
Not James K. Polk.
But I think it's Grover Cleveland, Mark.
We're going to go with Grover Cleveland.
The correct answer is Chester A. Arthur. Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th.
Oh, you were, man.
Right in it. All right.
In the thick. Okay, and now he's crying.
Now I'm being asked to leave. Got it.
All right, what did you say his name was again?
Chester A. Arthur.
Chester A. Arthur, you 21st motherfucker.
There is a local burlesque dancer, I want to say, named Chester
A. Arthur.
Chest.
She should have a cat show called Chester A. Parthur. Or wait, Arthur Purr is what I meant to say. I got my joke mixed up. Arthur Purr rolls right off the tongue.
works very well. All right. Here's your next question. I don't know if you guys will know this right off or not. Maybe you will. Who did Al Roker replace on the Today Show? He was the weather guy.
It's the guy who does, oh my God, what's his?
The Smuckers Centennial.
He does the Smuckers stuff now, or did.
And he was also host of a show that I watched every weekend as a child.
Oh.
This is some personal nostalgia for
me.
Okay. His name? He had a great voice, too. Inspirational, I would say.
Yeah, you'd go so far as to say inspirational.
Charles Kuralt. Right? No?
Is that your answer?
That's my answer. I feel pretty confident about that. I would lose money on this. I would bet money, and if I was wrong, I would be willing to lose it as punishment.
It doesn't sound right.
No?
but I can't think of what it is. Like, it's one of those weird things where you're like, I don't know, but I don't think that's it.
Charles Kuralt hosted CBS's Good Morning, and he was a weatherman. So that fits.
Mm-hmm.
And he did do the 100th birthday program, I think, on the Today Show, unless it was a Good Morning America or something else, right. Another morning show. He was replaced by another Charles, but his name was Osgood on CBS's Sunday Morning. Charles Osgood. So I think it's Charles Kuralt.
Okay.
Unless you have another answer.
Mm-mm.
Nothing?
No, I can't. I can, like, picture his face perfectly, but I can't think of his name. Yeah.
Maybe there was a middle person, too, that I'm forgetting.
Oh, maybe.
Al Roker. I can't find anybody in between.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. All right, I'll back you up. Charles Kuralt.
You know, it's funny because I think someone asked me this question. I don't know if it was on this podcast or somewhere. And I think you may have asked it to me, I want to say.
This question?
The correct answer is Willard Scott.
Damn.
You would have lost a lot of money. Willard Scott.
Who's Charles Kuralt?
Charles Kuralt was, I believe, the host of CBS Morning, but not at the Today Show. Willard Scott was in the Today Show. He was the guy who did the 103-year-old birthday, et cetera, et cetera.
I think I'm just now learning they're two separate people.
Really?
I definitely remember Willard Scott.
You are...
I know, I just went off.
You are... This is like a...
To be fair, I watched more of CBS Good Morning than I did the Today Show.
Well, that's fine, yeah. But you're wrong still.
They look so similar. They really do. This is Charles Kuralt.
Oh, I know who Charles Kuralt is.
They got the same haircut.
I mean, oh, okay. Yeah, they look a little similar.
All right. Wow. Well... Hey,
I'm glad that
that's two close ones for me.
When you were like so sure, I was like, I fucked up. I asked the wrong question.
Yep. And then
you're like Charles Kuralt. I was like, score. Yes.
I could tell by the way you asked. Is that your final answer? I could tell I was fucking wrong then. But you held it together. That's fine. I would have lost. Like I said, I would have lost money on that question. All right. It's time for me to ask you guys about potato chips.
Mm.
Potato chips is our category.
By the way, I tried the fried pickles and ranch Lay's. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Mm.
They taste like sour cream and onion to me.
Yeah. Mm.
Which I don't like those.
So. I like a pickle chip, though.
I love fried pickles. That's why I was excited about it.
This is a potato chip question. This is not about Chef George Crum, the inventor of the potato chip. You can hear about that in episode 41, Iphonio, which features one of our last week's guests, Eric, on that. Our potato chips question for today, reviewed by Leonard on the sitcom Community, what fictional potato chip brand also appears on such shows as Orange is the New Black, Arrested Development, New Girl, The Middle, Two Broke Girls, My Name is Earl, Ugly Betty, The New Adventures of Old Christine, Sons of Anarchy, Seaside New York, and many, many more.
Wow.
What fictional potato chip brand is reviewed by Leonard on the sitcom Community and is also featured on all of those other shows, plus even more that I just didn't have time to list out.
I think I know this.
I hope so, because I don't, and I know that your husband is a Community nerd. So
loves Community. And I had never... I had watched a couple episodes and was like, meh. So he got me to rewatch everything.
Of course.
And I'm pretty sure it's Let's, because I think there's a thing... at some point where it's like, get your hands off my Let's.
Oh, that sounds good to me. We're going to go with Let's.
Such a bizarre name, but it sounds good to you. Yes, it's Let's. Let's potato chips.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and that wasn't a totally unanswerable question this week, but very few teams did get that right. So you really should feel good about that. Yeah, that would have awesome. Put you ahead.
Beautiful.
Kristen?
All righty. In the Dukes of Hazzard, what was the make and model of the General Lee?
Was it a Chevy Nova?
No.
Okay. That's a good start. Cars, it's not. Ford Fiesta. Chevy Nova. It's not a smart car. It's not a Prius. Is it a GTO?
Is that a Pontiac?
Yeah, I think so.
Pontiac GTO? It's not a Mustang.
Nope.
Pontiac GTO.
You're doing the quick nod.
I think so. I think that's right. Or
it's wrong.
See, I just was looking at a list of fictional cars the other day because I asked that question. I think it's right. Let's go with it.
Well, let's go with it. Yep. Pontiac GTO.
The correct answer is a Dodge Charger.
A Dodge Charger? Really? The old one or the newer one?
The old one.
Okay, I didn't know Dodge Chargers had been around that long.
In the 80s, yeah, it's like...
Yeah, when I think of Dodge Chargers, it's probably just one of those things where I don't know cars very well. Mm. So when I think of Dodge Chargers, I think of the ones now, and I think that it's like a relatively new car. That must be it.
It's
like one of the original like muscle cars, like the Charger, Challenger, Mustang.
1969 Camaro. Dodge Charger. Here it is, right here in my fucking spreadsheet. I typed that out. Letter by letter, and forgot.
Wow.
And the GTO is not even on this list.
Beautiful. Good.
Anywhere. So I don't know why. Where
it was a ghost memory.
From. The Mustang would be Eleanor from Gone in 60 Seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And the only Pontiac that I have on this list here would be Kit from Knight Rider. It's a Pontiac Firebird Trans Am. Great question. Huh.
Thanks.
All right, here's
a lot of
your
stuff is like, oh man, just on the surface of my brain, you know?
Right. All right, I don't know if this is going to be easy or not. We'll just see. Name the children from the Brady Bunch.
Marcia.
Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy.
Sure, I hope so.
I think Cindy was the little one.
Can we submit those three right now? Flash style, just so we don't have to remember them anymore.
Give me a second because I lost it. Name them again.
Jan, Marcia, and Cindy.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Bobby? Is Bobby one of them?
Is Bobby the oldest or is he the middle one?
Greg?
Adam?
No. Adam Brady?
Immediately shot down.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, yes.
Greg? Is Greg Brady the dad? There is a Greg Brady.
Yeah.
But is it the son or is it the father?
Or is it the Holy Spirit that lives in the hallowed halls?
Greg?
Yes.
Greg Brady, is that you?
Oh, wrong Greg.
Oh, I don't know if we're gonna make it. No. I have no idea.
We got through
Greg,
the girls.
Can we submit Greg?
I'm gonna need all three boys' names. I'll let you submit half and half, but okay. I can't do this name by name. All right, this isn't that kind of game.
I don't think it was John.
Okay.
No.
Zach?
No. 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 Let's throw in the towel. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
If you want
Bobby
to keep saying.
Bobby sounds good.
Bobby.
For
okay. Bobby, Greg, Adam, I guess.
No.
Kyle's standing in the door. I go,
Kyle's here and she's just so
no,
judging.
No, 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 no. No.
Can you name the three boys' names?
One of them's
Peter. Peter. Oh, that's a good one.
We might use this assist. Peter, Bobby, and Greg.
Peter, Bobby, and Greg.
Yes.
Whoa!
Yes!
We need you on the team.
If it wasn't for
her. Thank you, Kylan.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys would have been toast.
All right.
Peter was the missing one.
Now that my fiance is in the room, I'm ready to ask you guys a question about bat sex.
Hell yeah.
The short nose.
Instantly hard.
The short nose. So are these bats. The short nose Chinese fruit bat is the only kind of bat that engages in what kind of sexual behavior? Kyle's still playing from the door right here. She just goes, anal.
We know what she's in.
What did I tell you about making demands like that?
Always do that.
That's right.
So, one more time.
The short-nosed Chinese fruit bat is the only kind of bat that engages in what kind of sexual behavior?
Foot jobs. Oral, anal.
So are different positions sexual behaviors?
Tit sex.
Oral?
Fruit bat.
The well, only bat?
The dick does look like a banana. Maybe the girl bats are like, oh, is that a little banana you got for me?
Sexual behavior.
Is that a banana or is that just your banana-shaped dick?
You said sexual behavior because this is why I asked for the repeat. Hmm. I'm trying to...
Yes.
So what would...
They engage in what kind of sexual behavior?
I don't know.
The only bat to do it. I mean, look, it can't. There can't be, you know, it seems like it's got to be something pretty, you know.
Do they have their own private Snapchats? No.
Bat snatch chats.
Bat snatch.
I mean, I feel like I've heard of something like with maybe, I don't know if this is completely wrong, but I feel like I've heard of something maybe with like hyenas that to like prove submission or something, you like have to lick the genitals of like the alpha.
Keep talking.
Female hyena. So I don't know if that's, well, that's making me uncomfortable.
Mark did see the new live action Lion King movie recently. So
oh, yeah. And then I watched it again.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, let's say oral. It's oral, anal. It's going to be something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well,
maybe bats haven't maybe masturbation. Anal as much.
It could be masturbation, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I would feel confident with either.
I'm going to say three words to you, and I want to watch your, see how you can keep up your poker face. Bat anal. Okay.
I really thought I could keep a poker face, but then you just came right out with it.
Bat jerking off. Bat mouth sex. Okay.
What do you think? That one got a little bit more.
Yeah, we'll say oral.
Do you guys think that's why their noses are so short? The maybe. Chinese short-nosed fruit bat?
So they can fully
hunker down.
Yeah. Hunker down.
Yes. Oral sex is the answer.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Awesome. So we can get all the way down to the root of the penis.
Mm-hmm. The heart of the matter, as Don Henley would call it.
Been yes. trying to get down to the heart of the matter.
Banana
but
dick.
My throat gets weak. And I start to cough, and I'm thinking about the bat sex. The bat sex. Even if. I don't know.
No, you have to completely leave it. The last line.
I'm going
to
leave you with
blue
balls.
Even if you don't love me anymore, is what he says. And that's what these bats are saying. They're saying it.
I'm not coughing anymore.
Is that two for all of us?
It is.
All right. I think so. Great. We're almost through this thing.
Great grand.
We're not done yet. We got some more questions for you as well as some Rate My Questions.
Woo! I suck.
Rate my question.
Man, I'm off on the... Well, earlier I didn't know if we were going to do the no. So I started doing that, but you sang the bump, bump, bump. I was like, oh, that I just
sucked. You'll get it one of these days. It's been a while, I think, since we nailed it.
I know, yeah. Well, it's been a while since... We had a couple times where we didn't have Rate My Questions, things like that. I wasn't here last week, you know.
This is Quiz Daddy Tim, one of our Patreon supporters.
Yes.
Hey, guys, it's been a while.
Pat's Garden Service.
Right, that's right. Hey guys, it's been a while, but I was actually in Europe for about 2 months and I came across a question you might be interested in. Ooh. When I was in Slovenia, we did some beer tasting, and in talking about which countries consume the most beer per capita, I came across this question. Let me first stipulate, this is according to a 2018 article from Telegraph News in the United Kingdom. I have seen some other articles that have different statistics, but apparently this question is based on this statistic from Tim. Here's the question. The Czech Republic has consumed the most beer per capita of any country for the last 24 years. Which country consumed the second most amount of beer per capita, consuming an average of 108 liters per person every year? So more people per capita drink beer in the Czech Republic. What is second is what he wants to know.
Did you see the answer?
No, I did not. Okay. I'll put a hint way below if you feel you need it, but I really want to hear you both try to suss this out. Thanks again for the podcast. I'm back to work now, and Mondays are horrible with the exception of getting to listen to you guys in the car on the way there. Keep up the great work. Quiz Daddy
My
Tim.
Dude.
Yes.
Tim, when are you going to come and visit here?
He's in San Diego, right?
He's somewhere in California.
Yeah.
But I want him, to go visit him. Want him here. We could do
if
that.
If he stays a Patreon supporter for the next 15, 20 years, we'll definitely go out there and check in on time, him.
He'll have paid enough money for at least one of our tickets.
We will owe it to him if we're still doing it. He's still,
if anyway. You are willing to pay for your plane ticket, I will go with you to San Diego to visit Tim and to interview him there.
For me, it's not even a money thing, but like my schedule's so booked with all the trivia right now that the idea of leaving town at all, it just throws a million things in the air, you know.
That's why I like doing just one a week.
Yeah, and I get it. And that's great, you know. And I'm glad you can join me on the podcast and
absolutely
talk about that.
It's a beautiful thing.
Let's hit this this question.
Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
America.
Yep.
You're thinking of places with a lot of people, you know. China. Wait, did you say per capita?
Okay. Per capita. Yeah.
But it did also say liters. So would they count America or the two other countries who don't use
it? They would probably convert it for their own stats, I would imagine.
Yeah.
If it was, you know, I mean, America is the only one that, well, there's like two smaller countries too, but
right.
We're the only ones in the world that really uses the imperial system. So,
let me
throw a dark horse out there.
Okay.
Slovenia, which is where he was visiting, which is next to the Czech Republic. Same type of people. Do you think that you just go across the border and people stop drinking?
No, that's not how
it's the same people. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, look. I've been wrong. So this is like the opposite of like last week. I was doing great. This one, I've just been very confident about my wrong answer. So I'm going to back off a little bit. I like the idea of Germany. And I don't know. I was looking at you guys like you asked me the question. Now I realize like we just need to come to a consensus here.
Right.
Germany, America. I would be shocked that the Czech Republic drinks more than America per capita, but.
Yeah.
What do I know? Yeah.
Russia? No. Russia doesn't seem like a beer place.
And everybody's so, well, I guess per capita doesn't matter how close they are to each other. I was going to say, they're right. All so dispersed.
Yeah, that's the hard thing, mm-hmm. is the per capita thing.
Yep.
That's what makes it so tricky with Slovenia. Well, shit.
Does anybody have any strong opinions about which answer we give?
I like the idea of Slovenia.
I mean, Slovenia is tricky, but at the same time is pretty obvious since he mentioned Slovenia. But we can go with Slovenia.
The hint is that the country has colonial ties with Germany. So the Germans were there at some point, colonizing.
Oh, well, that doesn't... oh, boy.
So could it be Austria? Hungary? Do you consider Austria. Poland in World War II to be a colonization effort?
Probably shouldn't. That's the kind of thing that gets
That's
you unlistened to.
That's a bad luck.
Austria might be a good guess. I mean, it's not Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Close Austria by. Is right by. It's yep. close to the Czech Republic.
They're in the zone. They're in the same area. The same Eurozone.
Hitler's from there. He didn't drink.
More maybe for his everyone mother else. Did.
Yeah, probably.
Austria or Slovenia. Those would be my guesses.
Is Slovenia a...
I don't know. I don't know their history.
I'm fine with either. Whichever you want to go with. Slovenia is fine.
Kristen?
I don't know. Part of me wants to go with Austria.
Let's go with Austria.
Okay. Now I have to look this up now because
Slovenia might be
not included.
Yeah. And I would, and since different things say different,
I'm going to try the 108 liters as like a way to find the answer.
Okay.
Here. So this article by The Telegraph lists the Czech Republic as number one per capita. Also, top the list for 24 years.
Wow.
I don't know if that was mentioned in the,
it was.
In the question.
Wow.
Wow.
Number two. He's holding his belly.
Tim got us on this one. So number third, Austria.
Okay.
Okay.
Number four, Germany.
Uh-huh.
Number five.
Uh-huh.
Poland.
Okay.
But do you know, Mark, do you know what the second country is?
Hold on. Who is three?
Austria,
who's Germany, four? And Germany. Poland. Who's number two?
Who?
Namibia.
Oh.
Tim, I wish you could see
Mark's
face right now.
Are you fucking kidding
me? It's been so long.
We've been Namibia.
It's been so long. Perfect.
Holy shit.
Man, Tim just snuck right in there and got us one.
Tim, you old dog, you.
Great question.
Never mind. I'm not going to fucking San Diego. Yeah. Fuck Tim.
This is not based on the quality of the question and how it's written in and of itself, but I give that question 5 stars just as a no-no question. But as a regular question, that's tough, you know? I mean, I like that question. I think it's good. It's structured well. It gives you some hints. Even though the hint, you know, has nothing to do with the area, but it gives you some different paths to go down and start thinking about. And, I like that.
I might say African country to make it a little, to give you some kind of hope.
Yeah.
Because.
Especially us.
Yeah. And I mean, like, even if you know that Namibia was controlled by Germany at one point, like, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But, it's a great question.
Cool.
Great question.
Mark, do you want to kick us off with a final question?
Yeah, I have one here. I'm looking through. I have one here that I like, but I think you may just know it.
Is it like Willard Scott, I know it? Or is it
no.
like... Because I think I've earned an easy one.
All right. Well, the last question is always going to be hard.
Yeah, you're right. I'm
going to ask it and just see if you guys know it.
All right.
What is Bart Simpson's middle name?
Homer's middle name is Jay.
I know it's not Bort.
Bart Bort Simpson?
Yes.
Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
Oh, I have no idea.
Wow. Is it Jay? Is it Bart Jay Simpson?
Like Homer? I don't
like
know.
Like he passed down the middle name initial?
The Jay is a junior on its own.
Hmm.
Fletcher middle probably junior. Knows this.
Yep. I would guess so. Bart Abraham Simpson? Is he named after
Abraham?
Grandpa Abraham Simpson?
Sam.
That would make sense.
Who would Homer and Marge name Bart after? Let's think about these two characters as people. Abraham. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Homer's got a good relationship with his dad.
Yeah.
Well.
Bart!
Yeah, something didn't pass down. No, I'm just kidding. Homer's a fine father for his intelligence level. He's doing a great job. Let's go with Abraham.
Yeah.
I think that's better than Jay.
Yeah,
Homer's not that egocentric. He is, but he isn't.
And he could be sentimental enough.
Yeah.
Yep. I wonder if this is something Fletcher knows. Hmm. The correct answer is Bartholomew JoJo Simpson.
Oh, JoJo. I remember that now that you say it.
Bartholomew JoJo Bart Simpson.
Right. JoJo. I did know that at one point. I think I've even asked that before. I should have known better. Yeah. Oh, well.
It's only so much information you can cram in that noggin of yours.
The production of the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail benefited from the profits of what classic rock album? The third best-selling studio rock album of all time. I'm sorry. Third best-selling studio album of all time. The production of the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail benefited from the profits of what classic rock album? The third best-selling studio album of all time.
Okay, so I'm having a little bit of trouble understanding.
Royalties from this album were put towards the production of this movie. The Holy Grail benefited directly from the royalties of what classic rock album?
Why? Is that part of the question?
Well, that's part of the answer. I mean, that's part of the story. But yeah, the band enjoyed their show so much that they decided to give back.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if it was royalties because like they used a clip from Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, so which came first? Was it Holy Grail or Life of Brian?
Holy Grail, I think, was their first. I think what was a trivia question he asked. I think Holy Grail was their first movie they made of completely not previously released material.
That's okay. Right, Mark.
So we're looking in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a British band. Beatles. I feel like.
Is that
third most? You know who I want to say? Is it what album or what band?
I want the album.
The album. Okay.
So this is tricky. I have a feeling third most sold album.
Studio album.
I have a feeling it might be a Led Zeppelin album. Huh. I could see the guys in Led Zeppelin loving Monty Python. They're British. All alcoholics back then. But I don't know which album it would be.
I know that George Harrison loved it so much that I don't know if he completely funded, but he helped make Life of Brian. Not helped make, but like fund-wise. Okay. I think he put a lot towards having Life of Brian come to fruition.
So let's think here.
So maybe...
I wonder when that came out. The Beatles broke up in 1970. See, that's the thing, is like trying to line it up time-wise.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Maybe it wouldn't have been, because...
Did you say when it came out, the movie?
No, I did not.
I can't remember when he said 1970-something.
I'll give you the year, though, just for sportsmanship purposes. Hmm. Monty Python and the Holy Grail came out in 1975.
So the Beatles were broken up.
Yeah. So I think we could safely rule them out. Right?
John Lennon was killed in 1980, 81. Shortly after I was born. Because my mom was like, oh, Mark, is John Lennon reincarnated? Which is a complete fucking joke. For a number of reasons.
Yeah, I think it was 1980.
Salvador Dali's parents did that, but they actually told him that he was his deceased brother, and he believed it.
Yeah,
very fucked up.
Jeez. Yeah.
I would rule out the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any single. I mean, unless it was like John Lennon, like you know, Plastic Ono Band or something. But
yeah.
I
mean, we've got Led Zeppelin. We've got Rolling Stones. I can't really see them. I mean, still, I can't think of what the album would be that would.
Third best-selling studio album. I mean, that's a good question in and of itself.
Pink Floyd?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean.
When did The Wall come out?
Well, I would say it's probably Dark Side of the Moon. I mean, that's far and away their best-selling album, I'm guessing. But, I mean, it could be Dark Side of the Moon. I think they came out in 1970s. I could see them liking it.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
We're going to say Dark Side of the Moon.
Bingo.
Yes!
Good job, guys. Good sus.
Hell yeah.
Amazing sus.
Kristen, I was like, they're not getting this. Fucking Pink Floyd.
I can't believe they're not going to get this. And then in a moment, Kristen.
Hell yeah.
Pretty good.
Holy shit. That was great.
Killing that.
But yeah, they loved the television series so much that they would stop working on the album to watch it together in the studio.
That's awesome.
And then they're like, well, we made all this money. Let's just give it right back to them.
That's so fucking sick.
Yeah. And like you said, that was their, they probably needed the money at that point, you know, probably helped significantly.
Yeah.
They had just come off a feature film that had some of their sketches, you know, redone for the big screen. But yeah, this was their first original concept movie that they were released. So good job, guys.
Awesome.
Yes. I wonder what do you know the first and second best selling albums of all time, studio albums?
All right. Well,
we're stupid.
Dark Side of the Moon. Dark Side of the Moon. Now the fourth best selling album of all time.
I was wondering about that. So you're going to want to trick that.
By 2 million copies, AC/DC's Back in Black.
Wow.
Best them.
Okay.
And then Mark and Kristen, you might remember too, there was a news story going around earlier this year about the album that was trading places with Michael Jackson's Thriller. There's a band that their greatest hits sold higher.
Eagles.
Yes. Yep.
But, you know, I didn't consider that a studio album because it's a greatest hits. So I was thinking it didn't count. But
yeah, this does just say list of best-selling albums. I would say that's a compilation, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so then, okay, if you take that out, then they are the third. Pink Side of the Moon. Dark Side of the Moon.
Pink Side of the Floyd.
If you take out the Eagles' greatest hits, then yes, it's still the third best-selling.
So number one, Thriller.
Mm-hmm. Then number two would be AC/DC's Back in Black.
A classic album.
And then Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Okay.
And then following that up would be, the next one is the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Of course.
Also, I would not consider that.
But after that, Meatloaf. Bat Out of Hell.
That's number four.
And then the Eagles make their debut on this list of studio albums with Hotel California.
Okay.
So that's the top five, I think, right there. So.
I wonder if, because obviously some of those albums have a lot of staying power. Dark Side of the Moon, mm-hmm. Hotel California, with songs that are still played all the time. And, you know, modern music will always have the problem of like
streaming versus sales. Oh.
No.
Okay.
With the fact that these albums have had 20 or 30 years on them. So yeah. I wonder if the sales of those classic albums will ever drop off so precipitously that stuff coming out now will be able to catch up in the next 20 or 30 years, or if people will even be buying that music for the next 20 or 30 years.
It's a good question. Let's come back to that in 20 or 30 years. Find out.
Set a reminder.
Kristen, do you have a last final question for us for this episode?
I have a final question.
Okay.
So this one I did not ask at my trivia, but I thought it was really interesting.
Okay. I like that.
So who are the only two people to win the Super Bowl as a player, an assistant coach, and a head coach?
Oh, Jesus. This is a great fucking question.
Two people. Wow.
I wouldn't even know where to start. So I know Bill Belichick has won as an assistant coach and a coach, but I don't know that he ever won as a player. Just based off the fact that I know he won as an assistant coach and a coach makes me
lean
think
towards
about,
him.
Actually, you know what? Mike Ditka, I'm going to say, is one.
Okay.
Because I know he is widely considered a great tight end.
And the
I
Bears
know he won as a coach. He was probably
the
an assistant coach at some point.
Like, when he was young, the Bears were, like, huge, right?
Yeah.
That was probably, like, the 40s and 50s, right?
When
did the merger
player?
Happen?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, wait. He's not that old, I guess.
No.
70.
But, I mean, like, the Bears won when he was head coach in 85, 86. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was 85.
So, yeah, the 85 Bears, the defense everybody talks about. You know, we are the Bears shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it
so
for you.
So 15 years prior, in 1970, he theoretically could have gone.
Yeah. Is he one of them?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So we got Ditka. We got Ditka. That locked and loaded.
He won. He was a player for the Cowboys.
Okay.
And he was assistant coach for the Cowboys, but then he won with the Bears.
Da Bears. The other one, not so easy. Like I said, I know Bill Belichick played, but I don't think he was on a team that won. He has a boat that's named after the number of rings he's won. And the number of rings he's won included, I think, his two Super Bowls with the Giants as an assistant coach and his now six, of course, with the New England Patriots, which makes me feel very good. And then, so trying to think of other coaches that were players.
How about Don Shula? The Dolphins weren't always terrible.
Don Seth Shula. Will tell you. No. Yeah, he was
they're head clutching coach. Clutching onto that 72 year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was head coach when they won. I wouldn't say that's a terrible guess. I mean, trying to think of players that won that, you know, or coaches that won that were players, you can pretty much automatically assume a coach was an assistant coach.
What about somebody older? Like, did Joe Namath ever coach?
No. Who was the coach? Oh man, Seth is screaming. His name is fucking escaping me. The head coach of the Cowboys, the years they won a bunch of games.
In the 90s?
Yeah, and he was the head coach of Miami.
He coached Troy Aikman.
Mm-hmm.
And who else was on that team?
Emmett Smith. I would guess possibly him, but I can't remember his name. Am I wrong?
Do you want to go with Shula?
Yeah, fuck it. We'll go with Shula.
All right. So the correct answers are Mike Ditka and Tom Flores.
Tom Flores.
I don't even know who that is.
He won. He was a player for the Chiefs. I think he was a backup.
Okay.
He won as assistant coach for the Raiders. And he won as head coach for the Raiders. So he took over because John Madden was the coach for the Raiders. Yep. And that's when he was the assistant. And then he took over in a season or two later.
I didn't know that Madden had any relationship to football outside of color commentator. That's how little I know of sports.
I would have guessed Madden, possibly, if I would have thought.
But it's Tom Flores.
It. Yeah.
Tom Flores.
Okay. Well, can't win them all.
Yeah. You win some and then
great
you lose
question,
some.
Though.
That is a great question.
Thank you.
That fits into that category of, like, if you love trivia, this is some stuff that you should know.
Yeah.
You should know this. It's just a cool little fact that, you know, it's an achievement that few people have achieved, you know?
Yeah. So. And I thought it was cool because there's a lot of players that have won as head coach, too, that they've won as both. But I thought that was good kind of getting that in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Kristen, thanks for joining us for our no-no today. This is our 61st.
Thank you.
All right. Mark, any last words before we sign off? I don't know why it's the last words. Like, you're about to be executed.
Well, I'm going
to
die.
Any final words?
No.
Do you have a great final meal request?
Yeah. Just want to let her. Mike Cousin gets all my music equipment. Fletcher can have all my comics. You can have everything else, Lee.
Yes. Everything else. All right. That concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name's Quizmaster Lee. You can check out No Nonsense Trivia live on Mondays at 7 p.m. at Palace Pub and Wine Bar in Cape Coral. Tuesdays at Gather for Ladies Night Trivia in Cape Coral. That also starts at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, we're at Bury Me Brewing in Fort Myers, again at 7 p.m. that night. You can catch Mark Davis hosting Trivia Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesdays at 9 p.m.
Ow, ow!
Then, each and every Thursday evening, we're at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral. I'm losing the accent.
Yeah, it was good at first.
That show starts at 7:30 p.m. Thanks again for listening. Join us every Monday for a new episode by subscribing to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the No-No in several ways. The easiest by sharing this episode on your social media accounts with your friends. You could also leave us a wonderful written review, as we talked about earlier, on your favorite podcast platform. You can support us on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, and clicking on the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page. Thank you, by the way, once again, to our Patreon supporters for helping us out with the show and for writing in.
Thank you.
To our quiz daddies, Tommy from the Electric Mud and Tim from San Diego, member of the trivia team going by Pat's Garden Service. Mark, give me a beat.
Hold on. Tommy, currently on tour with the Electric Mud.
Yeah, go to theelectricmud.com.
Three words, the Electric Mud, 1D in mud. They are going to be up and down the East Coast and the Midwest. If you like southern, like harder southern rock and like stoner rock and stuff like that, they will be driving up and down the coast for a month. So if you're out there, Constantine and Peter and Pearson and Tommy, we love all of them. So if you're out there and you like heavier music, you should go check them out.
Yeah, and just like sing the Miscorrections theme loudly at Tommy and watch him like glance over confused.
And now,
yes, proverbial lightkeepers, here they are. We got Dylan, Justin, Cooper, Elise, Aaron, Sarah, Brina, Carly, Christopher, Josh, Max, Lucas, Sean, and Gil.
It's Gil. Thank you to Fletcher Herman for catching me on that It's Gil while I was gone.
Yep.
I appreciate you so much,
shout,
King.
Shouting out Gil, our first proverbial lightkeeper. That's why he's on the end there. Big thanks also to our Rumpelstiltskins. No rap for you, though. Manu and Jeff. Efren, Steven, Michael C., and Michael J. Big
thanks. I love you all, but give a little bit more money. You can be part of that rap.
Yep, that's what it takes.
I think I'm going to give a little less money and be part of the rap.
There you go. Oh, shit. Okay.
Now we're opening the can of worms now. Oh, boy. We'll figure it out.
We need to do something with the rap where we incorporate the top two tiers first and maybe give them a whole verse. We got a whole Tommy from the Electric Mud.
Let's open up a rapping Patreon.
We got Tim. You know what I'm saying? From,
I'll let you take
San
care of that.
Diego. Some.
San Diego.
No.
You can't rhyme them together like that?
Hasta luego.
Ah. Left my wallet in El Segundo.
But that doesn't rhyme.
No.
But that's okay.
No. If you'd like to rate our, if you'd like to rate us, you can. You can write us an email, rate us.
Don't rate our rapping.
Yeah. But rate the trivia, rate the podcast, and write us with a rate my question or a miscorrection. The email address is nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at nononsensetrivia, and on Twitter at nononsensetrivia. We have a Facebook group you can join, chat with us and other listeners. Just search for the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on Facebook. And finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on your favorite podcast service. 5 stars only, please. 5 stars. You heard it here first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 stars, no more, no less. What did I tell you?
Until next time, No Nonsense listeners, have a great week.